And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you. So our topic for today for our extended news at noon interview is going to focus on the automotive industry. And I'm wondering what it's like to be in their shoes, if you will, because you hear the stories about there are no new cars available because of the chip issue. And then you turn around and it feels like it's just a hot market right now. For example, if you're in the market, I don't know that everybody's in the market to buy a car, but if you're looking online and you do your searching or you drive around to whatever car lots and you see a car that you're interested in, it feels like you've got to get there in no time at all or else that car is gone. It just feels like that these cars are being turned over. So I want to talk about the supply and demand issue. And with me on the phone is Aaron Shear, and he's from Route 228 Auto Mall. Aaron, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you being with us.
Not a problem.
So Aaron, which is it? Is it the demand is stronger or is it that the supply is stronger?
Well, right now there's definitely no supply. Cars are very, very hard to come by. I've been doing this job for 30 years, and if you had ever told me that used cars are appreciating in value, I would have to disagree, but that's exactly what's happening right now. Used cars are going up in value every month.
Okay, so let me see if I understand you. So it's the new cars that are in short supply, but the used cars are high demand.
Yes and no. The used cars right now are in high demand because they're out there. They're just not making any new cars right now because of the chip that's is manufactured in China. There was the building in China which creates these chips burnt down a few months ago, and there's a lot of cars that are already built, but there's no chips to make them run. So therefore, new car stores can't sell new cars, so they're selling everything used. Used cars right now, I used to be able to go to the auction and there'd be 500-600 cars at the auction. And right now it's half of that. So values are going up, and I hate to say this, it's actually a seller's market instead of a buyer's market. And forever, it's been a buyer's market in the car business.
It felt like years ago that we could come to a car dealership and negotiate, try to get a little bit off the car. In the market that we're in now, are we able to do that? Should we expect to pay over the asking price?
Well, I wouldn't say over the price, but yes, there's whatever the price is listed on a car is pretty much what you're going to be paying for the car. And that's changed over the years, too. You know, with the internet out there, I mean, all the buyers are pretty educated. And, you know, at their fingertips, when they get on their computer, if they're looking for a Dodge Ram, there's thousands of Dodge Rams out in the market, right? And they all have prices on them. So the days of, you know, negotiating are pretty much over because dealers like myself put their best number on their cars. And, you know, this is what I can sell the car for and make a little bit of a profit. And, you know, if you sell for less than that, the dealer isn't making any money. So the days of negotiating are pretty much over.
It does take some time to switch our mindset. If we grew up buying cars in a certain way, or if we still would like to buy cars that way, you know, and negotiate and take a little off the top, it does take some time to understand that as you're saying, that's no longer the case right now. Or it may no longer be the case, period. So do we need to switch our mindset? Do we have to accept that there is no negotiating, really? I mean, it's not like it used to be, and we can't get another extra $5,000 or $6,000 off of a vehicle.
Well, I can't speak for every store out there, naturally. But, I mean, at my store, I put the number on the car that I need to sell. I mean, I'm never going to let people walk away over a few hundred dollars, but I do not have thousands of dollars to negotiate with either. At this point in time, yes, the negotiating days are pretty much over. Now, the market's going to change, and they're going to start building new cars again. And, you know, the car will, or the market will be flooded with cars again. So I think that the negotiating days will come back, you know, somewhat. Even when there was a plethora of cars out there, the negotiating days, they're almost a thing of the past, okay? I mean, we can always negotiate on the price of their trades when they come in. But, you know, the days of the dealers marking the cars up, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, that just doesn't happen anymore. If you keep on doing that, you're irrelevant in the car industry.
Then let's talk about the market that we're in right now. My big question for you is, have you ever seen such a market? I mean, nobody would have predicted the pandemic. No one would have predicted that we would have stimulus money. But you've been doing this for a very long time. Have you ever seen a market like you're seeing right now?
No. And, you know, I sat there and told you that I have 30 years of experience in the car industry. Well, right now I feel like I'm starting all over, because I've never seen anything like this either. And, you know, sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror and says, do you know what you're doing today? I mean, because, you know, cars are depreciating value. And now that these cars are appreciating in value, it just doesn't make sense. I have people coming into my store and says, you're giving me how much for your car? I mean, I paid $1,000 more for it a year ago. And I've been driving for a whole year and I only lost $1,000. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Do you feel like we're in a bubble of some sort? What's causing this? The only thing I can think of is the stimulus money, but I'm just interested in what you see from your perspective, because it just seems like there's such a huge demand right now for vehicles and new ones, of course, you can't get. So what's causing this bubble?
Well, the stimulus money is important, okay? I mean, yes, people do have the stimulus money that came in, and yes, they are spending on cars. It can't be naive and say that's not happening. But I don't think the stimulus is really the big reason why the used car industry is booming right now. I think it's booming right now just because there's new cars to buy. You know, cars break down. People wreck cars. They need something for transportation to go back and forth to work. And since there's no new cars, yes, people are buying the used cars. I think that's the real reason why there's you know, a big jump in used car sales. I think the stimulus has a part to do with it, but not fully.
So describe to us, if we're looking for a car, and we'll just say the used cars because they are the ones appreciating right now and seem to be in high demand. How do we go about this? Because, you know, there are two different kind of buyers. You've seen it. Those who need a car and those who want a car. And so those who decide that they want to try this the old way, where if we see a car, we may think about it, maybe come on a Saturday, maybe wait a week to decide on it. It feels like in this environment, that car is already gone. Is that what you're seeing? Do we have time to
wait? You're absolutely correct. You know, beforehand, I want to think about it. I want to go home, talk to my wife, my husband, you know, what have you. And those people do come back. And when they come back, you know, the car is gone. And, you know, we're not holding cars for people, because you hold a car and you could have a natural buyer come in the door right after and want that exact same car. So, yes, if you see something you like, you know, jump all over it. You know, internet is a big thing today in the car industry, and people, you know, look at cars in the evenings at home and, you know, they say, oh, wow, look at this car. And they call the dealership the day later or the next day. And yes, that car's already been sold. So yes, you know, if you wait, you'll lose your car. I mean, and that's a fact.
So what is your best advice? What do we have to prepare for at home? So if we see the car, if we've narrowed it down to what we'd like, or maybe that's the piece of advice. Maybe we just have to narrow it down to what we want. But when we get the parameters down, is that the time to come and be ready to buy on the spot?
Correct. I mean, you know what your budget is, you know, set your limit on what you want to spend. Try to find that car online. And, you know, if that car online fits all those parameters, you know, when you go to the store, you know, know that you're going to be probably leaving with that car, you know, and the thing is, when I say, look at these cars online, look at them online, don't buy them online. You still need to come and drive these cars. You need to touch and feel that car. You need to make sure that car has good paint on it. You need to make sure that car doesn't have any odors in it from cigarettes and pet odor. And you need to drive that car. You need to sit in that car and make sure that the seat fits you properly. Make sure there's no blind spots in that car. But, I mean, you need to go to the dealership to drive those cars before you buy them.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, Aaron, but I also think that that helps to create the dilemma of knowing that you can't get to the dealership until Saturday, a few days away. And I agree with you. I want to be able to sit in the car. I want to see if there's any rust on the car. I want to smell the odor of the car to determine if I'm going to go ahead and buy this car, right? But then let's say I can't get there until Saturday. I just think that it creates additional stress on those who are ready to buy a car or who are in need of a car right now.
Well, I mean, listen, my store, you call my store up and you say, hey, I can't get there until Saturday. You know, my guys are going to say, hey, can I bring the car to you? Okay. You know, if you got stuff going on at home, they'll take some time out of their day to drive the car to your home and, you know, have you test drive it there if you can't make it in the store. And, you know, if that doesn't work, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean.
And folks, if you're just joining us in our conversation, this is Aaron from Route 228 Auto Mall. So if you're wondering where his store is when we say go ahead and go to his store, it's Route 228 Auto Mall. And Aaron, isn't that even a change for the automotive industry when you're talking about making sure that the car gets to the new buyer at their home? Because years ago, that didn't happen. You didn't take a car to someone's home. We always went to the dealership.
Yes, you can buy cars online and they just drop it off to your house. And, you know, you pay $50,000 for these cars that you've never even seen before, and they drop it off at your house. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it's not what they, you know, it's not what the pictures are. I mean, you know, in the pictures, you can't tell if the tires are in good shape or whether they're dry rotted or cracked, whether the car's inspected or not. And so when that car gets to your house and it's not what you thought that it was, what do you do next?
Oh, yeah, Aaron. And again, I agree with you, because just take colors, for example. If you have a picture online and then you get to the dealership, that color may look just slightly different than it did in the photograph. So that's just one example. And then another example, tires. If you want to check on the tires, are they good or are they not good? I mean, it feels like a whole new world right now. And I'm glad that you mentioned what you did a couple of minutes ago, because it sounds like it's a whole new world to you as well.
It is. And, you know, we do want to take cars to people's homes and deliver it to them. I mean, we want to, you know, listen, everything needs to be convenient today, right? And, you know, sometimes people just don't have time to come down and you know, spend, you know, 2 hours buying a car. And, I mean, we will try to go out of our way to make that happen with customers. And we do the best we can, but it's just really hard because, you know, once we get to your house, we don't have any air tools. You know, they're going to like, well, what is the monthly payment on this car? You know, what is the interest rate? Well, we don't have any of that information when we're at your house. And, you know, all the information is at the store. So, you know, working a deal from somebody's house is very, very hard to do sometimes. And, you know, that's why we encourage them to come to the store, because we have all the information right there at our fingertips.
Aaron, are you surprised that this boom has lasted for as long as it has?
Yes, I am. And, you know, this boom is happening, and you're right, it is a boom. And I wish I had more inventory, because if I had more inventory, I would be cashing in more with this boom. You know, people come to my lot right now and I'm carrying 25% less inventory than I normally would. And they're like, well, where's all your cars? And you tell them the story and they're like, well, I don't know if I really believe that.
And that's a good point too, Aaron, because I think a lot of people have some mistrust when they go to a car dealership. They hear right now that negotiation is a thing of the past, if you will, in so many words. And maybe they don't believe that when you're talking about the cars that you can't get in. Maybe they don't believe that.
Sure, absolutely. But listen, you drive around Butler and all the surrounding areas at the used car lots, and just look at everybody's inventory, and you see empty lots. You see a lot of blacktop and not a lot of cars. And, you know, every dealer in Butler area will tell you the exact same thing. Like, yes, we're low on cars, and, you know, hey, we got to sell something. So we're selling used cars. Some used cars we normally would never sell. And what I mean by that, I like high mileage cars, but if that's all you have to sell, you got to sell those to pay the bills.
And that's a very good point. I didn't even think about that until you mentioned that, Aaron, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there think that car dealerships are just making money hand over fist. And if you don't have the new cars on your lot, then that's money that you're not making. And if you're selling used cars because that's all you have, again, it doesn't sound like you're making as much money as people think.
Correct. Correct. Right now at our store, we're really concentrating right now on our service department. And, you know, we've hired a couple more technicians to try to bring in revenue that way. But I mean, you got to do everything that you can, you know, in order to feed your employees, right?
Absolutely. And as you go through this and you know that it's a whole different world, you know that it feels like a boom, if you will. Where does it end? Have you ever thought about what comes next?
Right now, I have zero plans on how to get through this. And, you know, every day is just, you know, you're just trying to get through it one day at a time. I had an old boss, and he says, Aaron says, I can make all your problems go away. It's all you need to do is sell a car and all your problems go away. And he's absolutely right. But when you don't have a car to sell to make your problems go away, it makes it difficult. So, I mean, I wish I had a plan on how to get through all of this. But it's just, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, one day at a time, you know, let's just try sell a car today. Let's try to make some money in service today. And we'll be back to work tomorrow, you know.
It seems all the businesses in our community were struggling for some reason or another. And it's just interesting to hear your perspective. So maybe some people's perceptions have changed just a bit, just by hearing our conversation today and knowing what it is that you are going through as an automotive dealer. And Aaron, I know you're not here to talk for all auto dealers, but I do appreciate your time and being on with us today and talk about the industry.
Hey, thanks for calling. Absolutely.